Okay, heads up now for our listeners in Kitsap County. If you're going to Lowe's, look out for what could happen to you in the parking lot. And this happened to a guy last week, and something like it also happened to someone in the Costco parking lot in Silverdale last week. We're looking for the kissing thief. This is a woman.
Okay.
She is the kissing thief.
Stealing hearts, or what is she stealing?
We have a little bit of this. There is some of this on video. It's kind of grainy, but it went down in the Lowe's parking lot in Bremerton, 4:40 in the afternoon last week, on one of the days last week. Guy's leaving the Lowe's store, and a woman lures him over to a parked SUV. And, you know, here's
this guy. Lures him how? You want to help me load something into the back of my car? Hey.
She is sitting inside the SUV. They don't say specifically what she does to get him to come over, but she gets him to come over.
Gave him the eye.
You know, I mean, this is a guy who's he's out there running his, doing his errands and taking care of stuff and maybe in the middle of repairing something or other, and he's got to run to Lowe's to pick something up, and all of a sudden he gets sidetracked by a woman. Hey, you. Come on over here. Now, it looks like she's like in the back seat of this SUV.
Yes, yes.
With the window rolled down.
Yeah.
And so he comes over and he approaches the SUV. She then, while seated inside, reaches out to shake his hand and then pulls him in for a hug and a kiss.
Yeah, and I'm waiting when I'm going to get clubbed in the back of the head now.
Well, that's when he got, you know, yeah, he was wise to this. So he tries to move away from her. As he tries moving away, she tears off his necklace from his neck. And then the vehicle takes off.
How did you lose your necklace at the Lowe's, honey?
Yeah, that's not.
See, what had happened was.
No, you don't even.
I don't know. It must have just fell off somewhere.
That's you say. I was on the job. Yeah. Because no way there's.
I got to go back down to Lowe's and get a chain.
There's no way you can explain this story and try and come off as innocent, no. Even though you might be. I mean, though this guy could. Yeah. She could have said, hey, I'm having a heart attack over here. Help me.
Yeah.
And then it's still not good. Even if you tried to explain that, it's not going to sell. So the vehicle
I was giving
over.
Her mouth to mouth because I thought she was unconscious.
Yeah.
And when she came to, she kind of fidgeted and pulled my necklace off.
So detectives think the woman and the driver are working as a team to target victims because something similar to this occurred in the Silverdale Costco parking lot last week. Well, this is kind of a
Costco-sized box of trouble?
First of all, you got to find a guy who's got a necklace on, a valuable necklace on.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of those guys are roaming around Lowe's, but apparently there's enough because they found it there. And then you got to make that work for you the same way. And I'm not a jewelry guy, Brad, so to me it seems to be kind of rare guys wearing valuable necklaces, but maybe not. Maybe it's more common than I think. But I don't know what they're worth.
I know some guys that have some nice necklaces.
Yeah. So those are the ones that our girl's going after. But,
I mean, you know, it'd be one thing if it was like, you know, those ones that come up and steal the watch off your hand when you're not even, you don't even realize it happened or something. But to kind of get them close and then just tear it off, that.
Yeah, you got to, well, she wanted to give him a hug and a kiss. Yeah. He did not. He pulled away when they shook hands, and then she pulls him in for a hug and a kiss, and that's when he moves away, but she gets the necklace. So, there's no way you can explain. I'm surprised this guy even
told the story to the media.
To the cops. Yeah. I would just like.
I lost my necklace somewhere.
That's it. I mean, unless that thing was worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, I think you're
the
right.
The grainier, the better, as far as that video goes.
You're just going to write that thing off.